fuck.
So you really don't remember? You really don't remember what you did, bro?
What? No. What
did I do? Okay. This is when we went.
I probably
to...
told you. First of all, I probably told you before I was going to do it.
You know, you did, but with yeah, the, with, so but the way, not, but the
that's
way,
a, that's actually nice.
No,
that's nice of me.
No, because you.
I could have just done it and not told you.
You turned on me, dog.
All right, go.
This is what you did. So, PSA: listen, never lie for your friends when they got girlfriends. All right, because it'll turn out bad, just like this did. Yo, this
or is just, when we, just lie right,
bro. You can't. When you did what you did, bro. So, this dude, Jock. This guy, okay, so we went to some girl's little apartment party, right? It's like in the middle of January. It was freezing, storming, whatever. I think you told her we were going to be at Updown. You told your ex at the time that we were going to be at Updown. Instead, we went to this apartment party down by West, like, down by Main Street.
I already don't remember it. I already don't know what you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, well, I'm gonna, it'll click. So we go there. We took a, and all you had to do, bro, we took a group photo.
Oh!
We took a group photo, and I remember specifically, I'm going to say who it was. Stephanie goes, hey, you might want to get out of this.
Because, she said that?
Yeah, because you told everybody that you weren't supposed to be there.
Oh, and then I was like, no, it's
fine. Yeah, you go, ah, oh, it's cool. So Stephanie put the camera up. She goes, hey, Jock. You're still in the photo. So all you did, was take a step back and then like duck. So I looked, I didn't see it, bro. So then that's when your ex was calling, bro. Your ex was calling and you said, first you said, we're going to go to Updown. Bruh, Updown closed at 11. We were out until 2 o'clock. No, it was 2. Number one, because we had to drop Bailey Johnson off at her crib because she lived up the street from us. So we go back home. We go back to the crib. Your ex is there. And I remember, like, everything was smooth. She goes, hey, did you guys have fun at Updown?
She said that?
Yeah. And you go, and you were like, yeah, it was great. We played games and... So when I got home and I went in my room, I was like up down hours. Bro said 11 o'clock. I'm like, damn, it's 2:30 in the morning. I'm like, fuck. It's all right. Next morning, I wake up or whatever, we're all talking. And I remember like I think I went off to work and you were at home. I think you had just gotten off work. She's in the room, and we're all just talking. Now, Christian, tell me. How was Updown really? I'm like, it was good. Like, Jock, tell her it was good. Bro, and you were just like, you were just watching TV. You didn't even like make an expression. I'm like, Jock. And you go, huh? And I was like, what the hell's wrong with this dude? And so I look at her and she goes, it was good, right? Were you going to tell me that it closed at 11 o'clock? I was like, so where were you guys really? Jock, man, you know where we were. She looked at you. She goes, Jock, where were you? We were at Stephanie's. Really? That doesn't sound like Updown. And I was like, dude. She goes, Christian, one thing you gotta know. He can't lie to me. And I said, lie? She goes, I know where you guys were at. He told me. I'm like, bro, I looked at you. I was like, Nick. I was like, bro.
I didn't even know what she was saying.
Bro.
That's funny.
You sold yourself out. Yeah. Then you didn't even tell me that you were. You didn't even say, hey, listen, I told her the truth. So then you made me look like a liar.
Obviously, I don't follow your opinion. We're not together no more.
Well, yeah, but at the time. At the time, it was like, I thought I was running into a situation.
Yeah.
Where she was like.
That's funny, though.
Where she was like.
It's not even messed up. It's funny.
Dude, you burned me the most out of everybody.
Me? Like, what the fuck?
You remember the time when we were at Ale House and you left with, you left. And then, yo.
Oh.
You left and you go, hey, if she calls and asks, ask her, tell her that I'm at Ron's. So to her credit, this is the only credit I'll ever give her. To her credit, she calls Ron first. She calls Ron, knows you're not there. Then she calls me, and I go, yeah, he's at Ron's. She goes, I just called Ron. He's not there. I was like, oh, my God.
You hung
up? No, I was like, hold on. I know he's there. I was like, this dude is getting me in so much shit. I'm tired of this. So I said, Ron, did she call you? Jock's girl? Yeah, she did. What'd you say? I told him that I told him he wasn't here. I'm like, damn it. So I call you. Calling you like, I don't even know why. I was like, why am I nervous? I called you like maybe like 5 times. And I go, this is his problem. Then call me back. Yeah, man. Hey, where are you at? I'm with so-and-so. Yo, blank. Hey, your girl's calling me, bro. So just know where you're at. Ah, man, don't worry, man. Just tell her, tell her I stayed with you or something. She's gonna believe it anyway, man. She'll believe anything I say. Jock, I just told her that you weren't with me. Nah, man, look, I'll get her to believe it. Trust me. I'm like, okay, like, whatever, man. All right. So
I did get her to believe
it. Bro, deep down, she didn't believe it, bro. But obviously, she could. What could she do? Nothing.
Yeah.
What I should have said, well, I should have, first of all, I wasn't going to answer the phone because I didn't know how she got my number. Then I go, I was like, how'd you get my number? Ron gave it to me. I'm like, don't.
Ron.
Bro. Oh, Ron was like, oh, I don't want this. Just dished it off to me. So I was like, all right, like.
Funny, bro.
Dude, yeah. So that's just one of the true life stories I have about this guy and many other guys burning me for trying to do the right thing with their girlfriends.
Bro, I love to burn you. Like.
I think you got me another time, too.
Oh, yeah. Becca.
Yeah, bro. You got me with. Yes, bro. That was funny. Okay. All right. This is the last story. I'm full of stories tonight. Especially, I got a whole memory file on you. Because the shit that you do just stands out. It's where I can't forget it. Yo, so we go out to, where are we at? Power and Light. We're at Power and Light. Yo, first off, we had no idea that that Becca was going to be there. I had no idea. Nobody did. You knew. Because that's why you wanted to go so bad. You're like, oh, this is lame. Let's go to a hotel. I was like, why do you want to go to a hotel so bad? Ah, no worries, man. No worries, man. I said, all right, man. I was like, and so I'm talking to Jordan. I'm like, yo. He goes, did Jock come up and ask you about a hotel? I'm like, yeah. Why does he want to go there so bad? So I said, Jock, why do you really want to go there? Because it's fun. I mean, I don't know. Like, it's just, you know, the music here, we are PBR. So I was like, okay, yeah, it makes sense. So I was like, all right, let's go to a hotel. I think Becca had a table. She had a table, and I think she was with Jake Ellis and like some other people. I'm name dropping hella people, but they didn't do shit. So we show up there. There's Becca in like a floral, it was a good looking dress. So I'm looking, I'm like, that's why it came here. Came up, and you would have thought y'all was a couple this whole time, bro. So we were getting ready to leave. It was just getting hot. You're in the VIP section, just like drinking alcohol by the bottle, talking close, putting your hand on your chest as if something was so hilarious.
That's the way you
like guys always do. Bro, women aren't that funny, that's man. The way I'm sorry,
fake,
dude.
You fake them out like that.
Yeah. Like you made it. Becca's, she's like, ah! She put her hand on your thigh, and you're like, ah! And you probably said, no way. Probably hit her with
that's the, crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Oh,
you heard me the other
bro,
day.
You said that to that last girl, yeah. But I don't think women are that. I feel like I've never met a woman that just like naturally made me laugh. Like, and that's not like a bad thing. I don't think it's a bad thing. I've never met a woman that's just like, I'm like,
funny.
Yo, have you met a funny woman? Like, that you've been with. Like, have you met one? Think about that.
Hell no.
Yeah. Why did you laugh, though?
Because they're retarded.
Okay. I'm not saying women can't be funny.
Because they think they're funny.
Yeah. I'm not saying The funniest woman I know, that's a lot. That like the funniest woman I've not that I've been with, just I can think of.
Yeah.
Yo, probably Wanda Sykes is like hilarious. She's hilarious to me. Like I think she's funny. I think my mom's pretty funny too, but her jokes tend to cut deep. So where'd I leave off at? Oh yeah. So we're getting ready to leave. I'm telling you to come here. You're not listening. I'm like, hey. I remember I literally had to put my arm around you. I said, hey, I'll be right back. I said, hey, listen, we gotta go. What? So we gotta go. Why? Bro, because it's 1:30 in the morning. We gotta go. You came here with us. What are you gonna do? I think hold on, I'll be right back. So we're sitting there waiting. You're over there. I have my back. I was talking. I'm like, yo, it's been 10 minutes. What is he doing? I look over there, bro, and you're making out with her. I'm like, hey. So I walk over. I said, Jock, get over here, bro. What? We're leaving. What are you trying to do? Oh, yeah. I'm just gonna stay with her. So I look at you. I said, Jock, you're gonna stay here with her. Yeah, what's wrong with that? Okay, you know what? Oh, go. Okay, fine. What about her? What about your girl? What about her? All right, good talk. I'll talk to you later. I'll talk to you later, man. Talk to you later.
Jerk move.
So we leave.
It's funny though.
Drop off Jordan. I think I dropped off. Bro, matter of fact, I had to drive all the way to Kearney to drop Jordan and Kelly off at that time. Drop them off. Me and Lou had a heart-to-heart. That was like another like 35 minutes, 45 minutes. They get out the car. I drive home. I'm like, yo, you know what? I've been drinking a little bit. A night at IHOP would be real nice right now. Go to IHOP, order an omelet and some French toast. Bzz, 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 bzz. The hell is that? Bzz, 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 bzz. I look, it's her. Hello? Where are you at? Where are you at? Where's Giacomo? Where is he? Hold on. What's wrong? He's not answering my phone calls. Where is he? Is he with you? No, he's with Jake Ellis and he's why did he come home? Where is he? I don't know where he's at. Come get me, please. I'm like, oh my god, Christian, I'm really worried about him. Like, he's not answering my phone calls. Just please, I'll feel so much better if he's there. And I'm like,
you know what's going on.
I was like, excuse me, ma'am. I'm gonna need you to hold off on that French toast and omelet. I got something I gotta go do. Oh, no problem, honey. It's all good. Never went back and got it. So, go pick her up. She's crying in the car profusely, and I'm like, dude. So I think we stopped at the Quick Trip over at Northtown. I'm calling you. You call me back, but like, so I got Bluetooth. So when you call, she goes, "That's his number. Pick it up." I'm like, hold on. I was like, hold on. I was like, no. I was like, hello? You say, bro, you're not going to believe what. Click. What? Believe what? Where's he at? I was like, I got to stop for gas. I got to stop for some gas. But your car's half full. I'm like, I got to get more. I'll feel better if I get more gas. I call you back. And I'm like, yo, where the fuck are you at? Oh, I'm at Becca's place. Did you tell your girl that like you're there? Yeah, I did. Why? I don't know. It's just fucking over, man. I don't know. I was like, okay.
I ended it.
Yeah. I was like, okay then. I was like, all right. I was like, that's all you had to say. So I was like, yeah. She goes, silent ride home. Silent ride home, bro.
Was that sad?
Kind of.
Oh, shit.
So I'm just like, you okay? She's like, no, not really, no. I was like, oh, okay, shit. Then I think dropped her off at her crib, went back to our house. You show up to the house with her.
Really?
Yeah, not with Becca, but with her, your girl. Show up with her, and yeah, and I think you forgot your glasses over there. So I think you try to have me go get them. I'm not getting those. So you're on your own, nigga.
Bro, that's kind of funny. That's kind of messed up,
dude.
Why do you let me do all this stuff? Wow, dude.
Oh, the onus falls on me.
Yes.
Wait, man, bro, did I not try to talk you out of that?
No.
Yeah, I did. I said, Jock, you're coming home with us. What? No, dude, no. I said, Jock.
See, this is your fault, bro. If I came with you, then I'm supposed to leave with you, bro.
I do that now.
I'm just playing.
I do that now.
I'm just playing.
Well, okay, no, I don't. I didn't do it last time. I just let you go. I was like, all right, peace. And then you're just frolicking around.
When?
Falling in love. When you...
Oh! Last time?
No. The last time before the last time. When you ended up with...
Nobody's going to know who we're talking about.
You don't think
well,
so?
Well, maybe. Some people.
With will. Claire. So with Claire, when you left with her.
Yeah. Oh.
And I just said, hey. I was like, are you sure you want to do this? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure I wanted. I was like, "Are you 100% sure?" Yeah, I am. I'm gonna do this. And I was like, "Okay, say no more, bro." Then that's when her friend Nancy.
Oh yeah.
Who I didn't know, bro. She looked like she's 18, bro. She's like in her 40s.
She does not look like she's 18.
Or I say early 20s, bro. Yeah, she does.
She looks like 35 years old. Exactly what she is.
But she's like 5 foot and just.
She was annoying.
But she was fuck out of me, when she bro. Was with that big ass dude, the big black dude that kept hugging on her.
She is so fucking annoying.
And then,
Jesus Christ!
I don't know what she did to you, bro.
Nothing. She's just annoying.
Wasn't there a dude that tried to like get you guys to hang out with him?
Hold on.
Remember that night? He goes, "Hey,
oh yes, you were there."
Hmm.
He was like,
he tried to get me to come.
Yeah, he was like, I have all this weed in this bag right here. And it wasn't even a lot of weed. And we were like, all right. He was like, all right, we got roll-ups and everything. You guys can just stay and we can kick it. And I was like, nah, I got to go. And he was like, what the fuck? Y'all are leaving? I was like, yeah, dog.
What'd you think it was, man?
The fuck? I don't even know why I was in that car.
So, moral of the story, guys, listen, hey, when it comes to relationships, don't lie. Don't lie for your friends. Act like, what I should have done was just act like nothing happened. I should have just
lied properly.
How do I lie properly? Oh, so the first time, how do I lie properly when I tried to lie and you already told the truth? You lied to me about not telling the truth. So, that falls on you.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, but no more. I mean, unless like I don't know.
I don't really care.
I don't see you lying like that. I feel like you're just gonna be blunt like you used to be.
Yeah.
And just be honest. Like, that's why I think it's gonna happen. But I don't know. I've seen Stranger Things, and I'm not talking about Netflix.
I tried to watch that stupid ass show.
It's not good at all. I mean, okay, it's alright.
But. Yo, that shit sucks. What it's about? A girl running around eating breakfast food? An alien?
She's got is that a, what it is? She's got a fetish for Eggo waffles.
A damn girl in a nightgown running around saying it's strange, eating breakfast foods.
And she's an alien, and she's got powers, and like I think they're on season 3 now, which is like they're all kind of grown up now. She's got longer hair. She actually looks like an actual girl.
She's still running around, doing some wild shit.
Yeah, they all are. Like,
I'm about to not go watch that show.
No, hey. I still want to watch Mindhunter though.
I don't know.
What the fuck that Mindhunter. Is. Well, oh, once
it's
I
new.
Get
it's new. Right?
Once I get, oh yeah, well, semi. I think they're on season 2. Once I get my internet back, I'm going to just hook it up to my TV. Because there's nothing attractive about watching Netflix on your laptop.
Oroku? Yeah, it is, bro. You can bring it in close and you can be like, come here, we got this.
That's what Jordan said. Jordan said that. But I just kind of feel like,
yeah, man, how else are you going to be able to see it? You have to get close to
it. What if you're watching, like, I put it on my couch, and like they have me face, put the laptop in their direction, but they're like way back here. But hey, hey, you can come up here. No, I'm fine. I'm good right here.
That happened to me before.
Did it really?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Was that with Katie?
Hey, I don't want to talk about it.
you know.
Oh, that, yeah, it was.
You know that's a win lose for you, right?
Why?
Because it's a win for you because she you
stinks.
What?
Oh no, I'm just asking.
No, I don't know. I wouldn't know about that. It's a win for you because she drove from Kansas, like.
Oh, we're talking about two different things.
Who are you talking about? Oh, you're talking about wee. Who are you talking about, bro?
You know, rejection. You know, her name is Katie too.
Huh?
All right. This one is done, right?
No. Wait, if you're talking...
This one is done, right?
Yeah, it can't be. Perhaps I've said too much.